Jenny Woody, I just want to rattle off some of the available therapies and the price ranges you gave us. Speech therapy, $80 to $120 an hour. Occupational therapy, $90 to $140 an hour. Behavioral therapy, $90 to $120 an hour. Jenny, how much does your family spend each week now to meet the needs of Max and Simon's therapy?
Was it $1,400 a week?
$1,400 a week.
Yeah, it was a week. That's right.
$1,400 a week.
That's for two kids.
Well, I don't care if it's for 19. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I went back and looked at our what we used to spend monthly for two children. It was over $8,000 a month. That was out of pocket. Now it's covered by insurance. I just have to meet my deductible, which is less than $10,000 a year.
But before insurance, how did you and your husband handle it?
We had some stock options that we could cash in. We took a second mortgage on our home. We maxed out our credit cards, which I wasn't very proud of. We cashed in my daughter's college fund. We had $12,000 in that.
And at some point, you just ran out of money, right? You went through bankruptcy.
We're still in bankruptcy. We filed a Chapter 13, so we have to make large payments every month. But when we found out there was a second child with his regressive form, our doctor said, you have to do something. He was so quickly regressing. If we didn't do something now, he would just keep going.
That's just an amazing place for a parent to be, isn't it?
It was. I couldn't sleep. I was terrified. What if, you know, this is the difference between my child having a life and not having a life. And I will tell you, it made the difference. And I told them this, and Jeff said, you have to pass this mandate. People need access to this treatment. Because my son, Simon, my 8-year-old, his IQ went from 60 to 130 with treatment. Max's IQ, he started off with 55, which is just profoundly affected. He tested at 110, which is high.
You recognize that this was perhaps the way out.
Well, my husband, we had a conversation about this. It was a pivotal conversation because he had these stock options. And he was so proud of having retirement and all these things and taking care of our family. We have four kids. I just said, what do you think, honey? He said, well, what's retirement if we have two children who can't function? If we can use this money and have two kids that can possibly go to college, possibly be independent in the future, then it's worth every penny.
Turning the conversation to you, Jeff, you live on the Kansas side. Kansas does not cover autism.
Right. It's been a 4-year battle. And what has passed is a pilot program in Kansas, which means if you're a state employee, your insurance will cover it. They did the cost analysis, and it was, I think, 31 cents per person per month in terms of premium raise. And the cost to the state, if these kids aren't given therapy later on, is like $2.3 million per child. What do you want to do? You want to help these kids now, or do you want to wait and pay a huge bill later down the road?
The Speaker of the House, his name is Ray Merrick. He has laid down the gauntlet and said, while he is Speaker, an insurance mandate for autism will not pass. What's his concern?
His concern is he wants some sort of compromise worked out with the insurance companies and the people pushing the bill. But it's been 4 years, and it hasn't been done. And, you know, you have to ask Ray Merrick why he doesn't want it passed.
Let's go to David from Independence. David, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Yes. My question is, if you don't have the money, what do you do? I've got a son that's been diagnosed by three doctors, but the school system just won't help. He's got autism with Asperger's, and it's painful to watch him try and learn.
Well, Jenny, Woody, you've been down this road. If you don't have the money, what do you do?
There's Medicaid, if you qualify for that. Missouri has waivers.
We've gone through the advocate system.
It's just really hard to fight the school district. We actually hired a lawyer and an advocate just to get very basic services from our school district. If you don't have insurance that covers it, it really is. You're limited.
Why wouldn't insurance cover it for David, who now lives in Missouri, because the mandate has passed?
He may have insurance through an ERISA company, which is only subject to federal mandates.
My business is headquartered out of Memphis, and it goes by a different policy.
We petitioned our company. I actually wrote the CEO, and he personally saw to it that we got coverage. So you can petition your company. You can ask them to do it.
I didn't think of that.